some of the screenplays you guys had designed, or bubble screens or whatever, why weren't they, it seemed like the timing was off on them, why weren't they working?
Yeah, the thing with those screens, whether they're designed to a back or a wide receiver, they're finely tuned deals. So we hit one to Sproles that was pretty nice. Another one we got called for a penalty. Of course, the fumble one was a little bit out of sync. So you can't, if you're off just that much, that's the risk of those. But those are things we practice a lot, and we just got to be better.
Frank, as far as all the pressure Carson got, do you attribute some of that to the fact that five guys up front haven't played together all that much in the preseason leading up to the Open?
You know, I mean, I think at times they did get good pressure on us. At other times, we had the pocket blocked pretty well. You always walk out. There's very few times that we as a staff feel like we have so much confidence in our offensive line that when you have pressure five, six, seven times, I don't – whatever the exact number was in the game, it's never going to be good enough. So, yes, there is something to working together, working out games and stuff and stunts inside. The more you work together and get in sync as the season goes on, it would go without saying that in every phase of the game. That's what, one of the things we said to the team, the offense today, was it's great to be able to go on the road in week one against a division opponent and win and still have some things that you got to work out, because we got to get a lot better, and we will get better. And every team, that's what you do. You go through the preseason, your starters don't play a ton, you start to work together in the game, and each week you're grinding it out and getting better. You just like it when you have enough talent and when you play good enough where you can win on the road against a division opponent and still have a lot of things to work on.
Frank, when Carson gets in that scramble mode, how do you teach the receivers and tight ends and backs what they're supposed to do to try to get open when it's kind of improv?
There's general scramble rules. You know, you put up the diagram and you talk about it. You practice it. It's and then some of it's instinctive. So, you know, we had three really big scramble plays in the game. I showed a couple of those to the offense today, just to show what we did right, you know, where you could coach it up and a little bit further. But a lot of that credit, so some of it is the discipline of practicing it and knowing what the rules are. Honestly, most of it is just great players making great plays. Carson making an unbelievable evade in the pocket. You know, receivers just having the instinct and seeing the hole and knowing what to do and making a great catch. So, but there is something you still have to have order. Even though it's an instinctive game and players got to do what they see, you still got to have order. You still got to have a plan. And we just try to combine those two and then let them do what they do on Sundays.
I don't think your running backs did on blitz pickup.
We were far from flawless. You know, we missed one or two. Generally speaking, we were assignment sound. Where we missed sometimes was on technique, you know, where we were on the right man and just missed a block once or twice. So clean that up. Again, you don't get a ton of shots of that live in the preseason, so there's some things to work on there. But as far as knowing who to get to and who to be on, we were pretty good.
Talked yesterday about getting away from the run in the second quarter on maybe more than he wanted to. What's the conversation like between you and him? He's talked about this before last year. As the game is going on, do you try to get in his ear and say, hey, you know, let's...
We have great communication. Coach and I have great communication during the game. Our staff, we have we have a great staff. You know, we're always talking. So even when the defense is on the field and coach is over, you know, listening to them, as a staff, we're talking together. I'm talking to the guys upstairs. What's our run-pass ratio on first down? What are we on, you know, first, you know, P and 10, you know, the first, you know, then what are we on in first down? What are we in second down? What are we when so, you know, I mean, all those little details. We got everybody tracking everything. And what's the run-pass ratio on every scenario that you could? We're always talking about it. And then, you know, it's my job as the coordinator to kind of keep coach informed about some of that as we go. So if we get out of balance in an area, or if the last three times on first and 10 we've thrown it, you know, I'll say, hey, coach, the last three times it's been passed on first and 10. And then it's up to him whether he wants to go four in a row or call a run. And that is a play caller. You have to leave that with the play caller. And we just kind of give him the information and he takes it from there.
Four of Nelson's six catches were first downs on third down. What is he doing differently in that regard?
You know, I mean, I think we've always talked that Nelson, you know, on third down is you're going to get a lot of man coverage. Nelson is fast, explosive, good off the line versus press, good route runner, good feet, good separation at the top of routes. So just playing with a lot of confidence, just playing with a lot of confidence right now. And Carson has a lot of confidence in him. And that's building. And that's building, and it needs to keep building.
Frank, you mentioned that you're happy with the result, that there are areas to clean up. Is one of those the deep ball, and how much of a point of emphasis has that been from what you saw this past Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've really worked hard on, you know, we worked hard on getting some players in the building that we felt comfortable throwing the ball deep to, and we've worked a lot on that throughout the entire offseason, throwing it, designing plays for it, thinking personnel. Went into, you know, coach made it abundantly clear, you know, we're going to be aggressive all year, and we're going to take our shots. And, you know, a lot of times those are quote unquote lower percentage throws, but you just got to keep throwing them. You got to have the confidence. You got to have that swagger and to believe that your guys are going to make the play, that your quarterback can make the throws. And, you know, we made a couple and we'll just keep firing away.
Even though you missed on a few of those, how much of the effect did you see? As far as the defense goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely see an effect. I mean, you know, every week when you watch film and when you see, for example, when you see post-high safety, so they got a safety in the middle of the field, so it's some kind of three deep, whether it's three deep zone or three deep man. So one question you're always asking yourself is how hard does the free safety drive on deep crossers? And if you never are throwing a post behind it, he's going to drive like crazy. And if you can allow that free safety to drive on deep crossers without throwing posts behind him, you're shrinking the field on the offense. So when you do what we did and take that aggressive mindset and throw the posts and throw the deep balls, it forces that safety to be under there. All the intermediate stuff that you saw Ertz caught and other guys catch underneath, how much of that is a tribute to, I don't know. I mean, you never really know exactly how much, but you just know it not only helps you in that game, but it helps you with teams looking, you know, the next team looking at you. Hey, they got to tell their safety to do this or do that. So the main thing is, though, what we do. That's just who we want to be. We want to be aggressive. We want to put the ball down the field. We have the confidence and belief in our players and our quarterback to get the ball down the field and get some big chunk yards.
Right, you see when you look at the second year, it's the first time Ertz has had a quarterback for 2 years, really. Did you see that evolution in the communication, the chemistry between him and Carson?
Yeah, it's just gotten better. I mean, they connected and they had pretty good chemistry pretty quickly, and that's just growing. That's just growing, and I think it's good. I mean, I think it's good, and I think that chemistry is growing as an offensive unit, and not just with those two guys, but you know, everyone knows, you know, Zach is a key playmaker for us, and you know, we count on him every week to do that for us.
A lot was made last year in the Cincinnati game, that play on the sideline. Have you seen him be more physical with the ball in his hands since then? As he's talked about that.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember after the Cincinnati game, there was multiple times of him being aggressive. It's always a fine line. I mean, you know, there is a time you always want to be aggressive and be physical and be smart. But I play with a lot of great players who will step out of bounds rather than take a hit when they know they got the first down. I mean, play with great players. Barry Sanders, he never took a hit on the sideline. No one ever called him a coward. I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to be smart too. So I get the other side of that. There's, you know, you got to sometimes sacrifice your body and lay it out. And I've never questioned Zach in that regard. Zach plays to win. Zach's a winner. He plays aggressive. He runs his routes aggressive. He's aggressive to the ball. So I've never thought anything other than that.
Frank, Blunt carried the ball 60%+ of the times he was on the field. How cognizant do you guys have to be going forward that it's not a tip that he's getting the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we have, as I said, we're keeping track. When 29 is in the game, what's the run-pass ratio? I mean, when all of our backs, every back, we know what's the run-pass ratio with each back. So the way it typically works is, sometimes you do get a little bit out of balance. We never want to get too dramatically out of balance, although it does happen. Usually when it happens, when you get dramatically out of whack on one area, it's most often times because you're really good in an area and you don't care. You're just so good at it, you keep doing it. And you figure they're not picking up on it or they can't stop it, so we're just going to keep doing it. But that's not always the case. So we're accountable. We have the measures in to hold ourselves in check, but sometimes it takes a half a game. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, I mean, we're always aware of it right away, but sometimes it takes a half a game or a game to kind of catch back up and get the stats even.
The same question came up last year with Ryan Matthews. Is that the nature of having a committee backfield that you know certain players have certain roles?
It could be, but we just have to make sure that we're – it just gives us more things to track, okay? But, you know, that's our job, so we do it. And one thing I always think, like with a guy like LeGarrette, you know, for me, like when I look at a defense and their tendencies, if it's a 70% tendency, if it's a 70% tendency or more, then that's I'm starting to notice it. If it's in the 60s, we're just playing ball. So, you know, if when LeGarrette's in the game, once that gets, you know, in the low, mid, or high 70s, it's like, okay, we got to do something to address this. If it's in the 60s, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Looking ahead, what stands out about Kansas City's defense?
The pressure that they put on the passer, playing in that environment, you know, on the road. You know, obviously I've coached in that division, played against that defense a number of times. It starts for them up front. They're very talented at linebacker. Peters is a great corner. You know, obviously Barry being hurt is a significant loss, but yeah, they're very well coached, and they play good team defense. They're aggressive, and it all starts with the pressure that they put on the passer.
You had a lot of success being there. How difficult is that for them? Obviously, very impactful.
It's hard, but Sorensen's done a good job in his absence. You can tell they trust him. He's a good man cover guy. You know, he matches up pretty well with most of the tight ends. Is he as good as Barry? Not too many guys are as good as Barry. So, but he's a very good player. He's been there for a while. I think they have a lot of confidence in him.
You had a lot of success last year throwing out of 13 personnel. You had it again on Sunday. The matchups just work because of Burton and Ertz against the base defense that you see?
Yes, exactly, because they're like they're just great. They're just good football players. And so, to me, they're going to match up well against anybody. But when you're in 13 personnel, you're typically, not always, but you're typically going to get base defense. And so, we just feel like that's a win for us. And because of our players, you know, because of how good they are. And they're still good enough blockers that we can still be a threat to run.
Frank, on the touchdown pass to Blunt, it looked like you had kind of a late shift that threw the defense off. Can you just kind of explain what that did and how that led to the success of the play?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes down in the red zone, you do little stuff like that that really is for us, it's just eye candy, as some people would say it. You know the final formation you're getting into. You're just trying to put a seed of doubt. You know, if you can just put a seed of doubt in their mind for a second, they happen to go goal line defense, so we got a good matchup. You know, when they went goal line defense and we felt pretty confident that the guy who was going to cover LeGarrette, Carson identified it right away, you know, where he was, and that we had good leverage on him. And so it was well executed.
Do you think your running backs were hitting the hole crisply Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we had some good holes at times. You know, had a few nice gains up in there. You know, I think we all wanted to be a little bit more effective in the running game. There were times that you always feel in the run and the pass game, sometimes, you know, you walk out there and, again, you win and you feel good about winning, but you say, we left some plays out there. We left some yards out there in the pass game and in the run game. You know, you always feel like that, whether it was a design of a play or maybe a player did something wrong or a little mistake here or a little misstep there. That's pretty normal. And then there's times on the flip side of that where your players, because of how good they are and the special abilities they have, they get yards you didn't think they were going to get. So, you know, sometimes you walk out with plus yardage, and, you know, because of great plays that your guys made, and then other times you feel like, we left a little bit out there. So there was a little bit of both this past Sunday.
Before you replaced JP at left tackle, you were using V a lot as a second tight end. Is that something you want to do a lot this season with him?
You know, I mean, it's something that we're exploring. You know, we feel like V has really made a lot of progress as a player and really playing aggressive in the run game and in the pass game. And so we feel like we can, game by game, figure out which games are the right games to use him in that position to gain an advantage in the run game, but still do enough play action. And again, it goes back to, well, is it always run? No, you can just as easily put him in the game and run the ball, and you can just in the same breath you can throw play action, and you're not giving anything away. So we want to use our players who can help us win, and we think V can help us win.
It looked a little bit like Isaac struggled in the first week. What does he need to do to improve?
I didn't think anybody up front. I didn't think any of our players had a poor game. I mean, you know, I think we all looked at it and said, you know what? What we talked about today was we were far from perfect. But as a group, as a unit, as a team, we have enough talent that, you know, it's nice to be able to have enough talent that you don't have to be perfect and still win. You know, sometimes you're on a team where, you know, it feels like everything has to be perfect just to have a chance to win. And I feel like that's not the case this year. I think we're in a good position. I think our players have a lot of confidence in each other. I think our players have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. And so, you know, as a unit, that's kind of how I saw this game. You know, that, yeah, not, we all can get better. We all learn from this. And this is the first one. Just glad we got out of there with the W. And we're going to have to be better this week against Kansas City on the road.
Thank you.